And Mr. Fisher, if you could give a very brief explanation of the bill.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. First of all, for the record, my name is James E. Fisher. I'm a long-term resident of the territory of state and testify from on this subject from a most immediate concern. The immediate concern about which I testify is the fact that I have observed this problem in our own grandson. Helen and I have a grandson, Shane Tachik, age 5, who lives at Soldotna, Alaska, who could benefit from the program emphasis requested by SCR 56. Our grandson, we believe, of course, to be above average intelligence. He is a 5-year-old who was actually a teacher's aide at age 3 in helping a couple of Down syndrome boys to be mainstream so that they could take part in the regular education. He is ahead in every way that we can determine. However, he does have the problem of hyperactivity, which then has ramifications adverse in that his attention span can be very short at times. His mother gives him the drug Ritalin. She agonizes over that. She agonizes. It's just terrible. Mr. Chair, if there is anything that could be done along anything proposed by what is obviously just an encouragement to program emphasis and awareness in the general education community, then please do so. And it would appear that a good start on that would be Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 56. And on behalf of Helen Fisher and I, we would request that your committee give it as much momentum as it could get at this time in the legislature with the hopes that it would pass.
Mr. Fisher, thank you very much. We appreciate this item being before us. Are there questions or comments from the committee?
No, I think that you echo my feelings here. I don't have any problem with the bill on the merits. This is the first time I've heard of this ladder program. I hope that if there's anything in the future the legislators can do, you bring it back before us.
Good. Thank you.
Mr. Fisher, I've heard from several of my constituents about this legislation as well. We're not doing, this is not a new program or any resources going along with it here, but we are, raising the awareness, I guess, of folks with this resolution, so I think it's worthwhile, and we'll definitely pass it on here to the floor of the House and carry it there. Is there anyone else here who wishes to testify on that?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Fisher, thank you for being with us. And Representative Boyer, we're about to get him in here to move this on.
Do we need a report to sign?
Nina will give us one here in a moment. No, Jim is standing right there trying to bring him down here. And Representative Furness and Representative Grunberg, I've appreciated you all serving on the committee the last 2 years. I think we've
got a good committee.
Done some good work. We've gotten along with one another. We've expressed our points of view. And I think it's been a good working relationship here. So.
It's not been a dysfunctional family.
We now have a quorum before us, and I will entertain a motion to move the resolution. Representative Furness, move the legislation, individual recommendations. And if there's no further business to come before us, we're adjourned at 9:31 a.m.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.